Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An agreement for South Sudan. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has agreed to sign a peace agreement aimed at ending his country's 20-month-old civil war. In a letter obtained by VOA, the East African bloc IGAD says the agreement will be signed Wednesday in Juba, South Sudan's capital. Global markets recovered some of their recent losses Tuesday. Stock prices rose after Chinese authorities took action to stimulate their weakening economy. China's central bank cut interest rates 0.25% and told banks they could hold less money in reserve. The moves make it easier for consumers to buy products and companies to build factories and hire people. French prosecutors announced Tuesday they have launched an investigation into last week's terrorist attack in a high-speed train. Paris prosecutor Frédéric Moulin said the man detained in connection with that attack, Ayoub El-Kazani, is being investigated for attempted murder connected to terrorism. Kazani was subdued by a group of passengers, three Americans and a Briton. Kazani's lawyer denied the suspect had terrorist motives, telling Le Monde newspaper he only intended to rob the passengers. Officials say record numbers of migrants are entering Hungary. They are also arriving in many other parts of Europe. The UN Refugee Agency is calling on all governments to respond compassionately. Hungary has registered more than 100,000 migrants in 2015. That's more than double the number from last year. It is rushing to complete a border fence to control the flood of migrants. The migrants are mostly from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. This is VOA News. The chairman of Turkey's election board announced Tuesday that elections will be held November 1st. The announcement came a day after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan formally asked for a new parliamentary vote. Mr. Erdogan Tuesday asked Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu to form a temporary cabinet. Photos posted online by the Islamic State terrorist group claim to show the destruction of a 2,000-year-old temple at the Syrian World Heritage Site of Palmyra. In a series of images posted Tuesday, several men are seen carrying barrels into the temple, and smoke and debris is seen from an explosion. UNESCO called the temple's destruction a war crime. The United Nations nuclear chief said Tuesday he is confident of his agency's ability to determine if Iran had sought to develop a nuclear weapon more than a decade ago. International Atomic Energy Agency chief Yukiya Amano spoke at a meeting in Vienna.
There is now a historic opportunity to resolve the Iran nuclear issue. I hope that full use will be made of this opportunity.
The UN Human Rights Office is condemning the Kurdistan Regional Government's decision to resume executions after a 7-year moratorium. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Human Rights Office says it was dismayed to learn of the executions, the first to have taken place in the Kurdistan region of Iraq in 7 years. A man and his two wives were hanged last week in Iraqi Kurdistan, UN officials said, a little over a year after they were convicted of kidnapping and murdering two girls. The Human Rights Office spokesman Rupert Colville says he does not know why authorities in Kurdistan decided to resume executions.
It's still very great pity because Kurdistan had really set an excellent example.
The United Nations opposes the use of the death penalty even for the most serious crimes. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A Russian military court Tuesday sentenced an acclaimed Ukrainian film director to 20 years in prison. Daniel Scharf takes a look.
A military court in Rostov-on-Don found Oleg Sentsov guilty of leading a terrorist group and terrorist attacks on pro-Russia organizations in Crimea. Co-defendant Oleksandr Kolchenko was also convicted of terrorism and sentenced to 10 years. Rights groups expected a guilty verdict in the highly politicized trial. Heather McGill is a researcher in Amnesty International's Eurasia program.
The various violations of fair trial standards point to the fact that these accusations are possibly fabricated.
Russia's FSB, the successor to the Soviet KGB, arrested Sentsov in May 2014 at a pro-Ukraine rally in Crimea. Daniel Scherf, Moscow.
And from the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.